This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Local fishing patterns are now entering this summer trend, and that really means good fishing at virtually every local lake, as well as our big three Corps of Engineer reservoirs. Hi, I'm Kurt Hicken, and welcome to this week's edition of the WSMI Outdoors program. Well, if you're a fisherman, you know most of our local lakes are now producing some very good fish. The bass spawn is long over, and largemouth bass are providing some very good action, particularly early in the morning and late in the evening. We're seeing great catfishing day and night. I mean, we've had some superb catfishing all spring, and it's still getting even better. So we've got lots of good catfish action to be had. The crappie bite is tapering off, but the bluegill bite remains quite good. So we have lots of good fishing and plenty of places to give it a whirl. We're also very fortunate. One of our local conservation police officers was named Illinois Conservation Police Officer of the Year. He was among five honored for their outstanding efforts. Now, in each case, the officers excelled in demonstrating their ability to protect the public by helping keep boaters and other recreational water users safe throughout the 2012 calendar year. CPO Schachner, a resident of New Athens and based in Monroe County in southwest Illinois, and is part of our local Region 4 office, received the top honor. The award ceremony was conducted June 26th at IDNR headquarters in Springfield. Now, according to Conservation Police Director Rafael Garretas, conservation police officers are the best trained police officers in the state, and he says helping ensure the public safety, boating safety, and enforcing fish and wildlife, traffic, drug, and enforce environmental issues. He says Officer Schachner displays a high level of professionalism and commitment to protecting all of us who enjoy the outdoor wonders of Illinois, and he is the Officer of the Year and well-earned. Now, CPO Schachner has served as a conservation police officer since the year 2000. In 2012, he arrested five subjects for operating under the influence, four subjects for taking wild turkeys without a permit, four subjects for a felony resource theft, and assisted in the apprehension of a subject taking artifacts within the Shawnee National Forest. He generated 598 contacts and 41 field reports during 2012, and he led the district in enforcement activity. So he's a gentleman that we can be quite proud of here in our own local area, and he's one of our local conservation police officers. Also, if you're a camper, camping is finally settling down. It seems like these rains are slowly coming to an end. We're not seeing quite as much rain anyway. We're still seeing plenty of rains. And you can now make your Illinois campsite and shelter reservations for many DNR sites online through the Reserve America website. Now, to do that, that's just simply go to www.reserveamerica.com. You need a Visa or a MasterCard. And for more information, you can learn more about these campsites and more campgrounds on the DNR website, which is www.dnr.illinois.gov. So there's plenty of good camping, plenty of good fishing, and plenty of good outdoor activities going on right now. And we're going to come back in a few moments and look at each of Illinois' three large Corps of Engineer reservoirs and see what they have to offer right after these messages.
You can hear Auction Time Monday through Saturday mornings at 7:15 and Sunday mornings at 7:05 a.m. on WSMI AM 1540 and WSMI FM 106. Also, you can check out area auctions at our website, www.wsmiradio.com. When you're ready to sell, tell your auctioneer to place your sale on WSMI's Auction Time. Listen for Auction Time every Monday through Saturday at 7:15 a.m. and every Sunday at 7:05 a.m. on WSMI AM and FM, the stations you can count on.
Okay, we're back, and fishing at each of Illinois' three large Corps of Engineer reservoirs is centering that summer fishing patterns, and we're smack dab into them right now. At Carlisle Lake right now, largemouth bass are rated fair. Most of them are being caught on crankbaits fished along the rocks. The catfish action, however, is very good. While they're no longer on the rocks, they're still very active. Nightcrawlers, cheese baits, cut bait, and leeches are producing good catches from the shoreline. Boaters are doing well drifting with bait shrimp. And the crappie bite, rated fair. A number of reports have come in of crappie being caught, but they're still very sporadic because the lake is so high. And the white bass, they're beginning to turn on now in the lake. Slab spoons, little Georges, coupled with curly tails are all producing good numbers of white bass. So it appears that our summer fishing trends are right on line here. In the spillway at Carlisle, white bass are rated excellent. They're being caught on rooster tails, coupled with curly tails or tube jigs. Night fishermen are using submersible lights and minnows and fishing near the buoys. Catfish Catfish are rated very good in the tailwaters. Shad, nightcrawlers, and cheese baits producing most of these fish. The crappie bite rated very good. Most crappie are coming from the spillway and are being caught on minnows. And sauger bite rated very good. They're still going strong and being fished anywhere from the bridge to the buoys. So you can catch good numbers of sauger with lots of water flowing through the dam. At Lake Shelbyville, the water temperatures are running about 80. The lake is quite clear on the south end and all the way up to about the Finley Bridge. Then you start seeing a little bit of color as you go north. The rise in water temperatures in the lake starting to fall has all the fish right out on the drop-offs. Anglers are catching sauger and walleye, crappie, white bass, largemouth bass, and assorted other fish. Most anglers are catching them using a variety of techniques. One particularly productive one has been pulling spinners or bottom bouncers. You don't have to have them on the bottom. You need just enough line out to let them fall about 23 feet out of line and maybe run about 1 mile an hour and keep them about 15 feet deep with a 2-ounce bottom bouncer. Blade colors have been number two Colorados or Indianas, and they're using chrome and blue or chrome and pink. And the sauger are hot one day and cold the next, but you can limit out on crappie about every day, and you can get some pretty nice ones as well. The white bass are coming up to the ends of the big feeding flats at daylight, but after that you need to concentrate on the drops or the river channels that have a good wind on them. The surfacing fish, they're using 1/8-ounce big dudes or 1/4-ounce inline spinners. For the deeper fish, try using a 1/2-ounce candy striper or a little George and fishing them similar to a jigging spoon. And at Wren Lake, more good action reported. Lots of different species turning on here. The crappie bite remains good. The summer pattern's in place. Summertime on Wren usually means you catch a lot of fish, but you sort through a lot of small ones to keep find the keepers. The bite is primarily on the stake beds and brush piles in the main lake. A lot of these beds are loaded with fish, but expect to catch a lot of small fish as you're working through these limits of fish. And the catfish bite is quite good. A lot are being caught in the backs of the necks in the shallow water. Creeks leading into the lake are producing good numbers of fish. Jugs set in the necks are working very well. Most anglers are playing the wind and set the jugs up so the wind pushes them across the coves. You can use leeches, shrimp, cut shad, night crawlers, all types of bait working very well. And the bass bite is continuing to improve. Some fish are still shallow around the bushes, but lay down the trees and other cover. Flipping black and blue jigs around these is a very productive technique. Some have come into their summer pattern and are holding around the rocks. Crankbaits around the rocks is probably the most popular fishing technique right now. And the bluegill, they're still being caught in good numbers at Wren. They're coming to the end of their spawn, and anglers are catching them on crickets and red wigglers in the shallow water in the backs of the necks along the rocks. Sometimes you can see the circle beds that bluegill make in the back of the necks. You can catch a lot of bluegill right now, and many of these fish are of a nice size. So we've got lots of good fishing at each of Illinois' core lakes, as well as our own local lakes, and more good action coming this summer. And that pretty well wraps things up for this week. Be sure to join us next week at the same time. And until then, we wish you all safe hunting and good fishing. I'm Kurt Hicken.